Okay, just to finish off the last couple of sources, there are many people who agree with the Rav when it comes to this idea of Mesora. And just to make you read from it, Sefer Tzitzkus HaTzadik from Ritz Tzadok, he says, he points out something very interesting. He says, V'hainu anochi delo amar b'lashon tzivoy k'moshin izbar b'makma'achar shu negan emuna pshuta kavua b'leiv kol ish yisrael v'lo shayach vazat tzivoy d'misha in ma'amin ma'yol tzivoy rak yisrael ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Says Ritz Tzadok, a very beautiful idea. He says, why is Anochi Hashem Lekecha the only one of the assertions there is that it's not written B'lashon Tzivoy? Right? It's a statement of fact. Anochi Hashem Lekecha. He says because Anochi Hashem is reflective of Emuna Pshuta, which is, you know, Nikva. It's established in the heart of every single Jew. Very similar to what Rav Salavitchik is talking about. Right? The point is that you know that God exists because you have a relationship with Him. Because it's there, it exists. God, we don't need to command you to believe in God. He says, plus, what good would the command do? If you don't believe in God, so no command's going to help you. Correct? And therefore, that's why it's written that way, because it's reflective of that reality, that we all have that close relationship with Hashem. Secondly, Kedusha Levi says also something very beautiful. Right? That Hashem said by Himself, Anochi v'lo yelecha l'mircham v'mapanai. That's like from the Rambam and others. We're not going to get into right now, but according to Chazal and others, could be that Hashem only said the first two of the Aseret Dibros, and then the rest of them Moshe told us, or Hashem said all of them, but we only understood the first two. Okay, big deal on the Rishonim Acharonim, but not for us right now. But the fact that Hashem said it, Nirsham v'nechak b'lev kol yish Yisrael, that became something established and etched in the soul of every single Jew. That even the smallest of the small, what did they do? They gave over their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just think about it. How is it possible for Dorei Doros, that mothers, you know, were, and simple, you know, Jews, right? Yehudim Pshutim were willing to be Moser Nafshal, Mamish, right? To give over their lives and die on HaKadosh Hashem. Do you think it was because they studied Aristotle and had a deep understanding, philosophically speaking, of the roots of God in terms of, like, you know, the primary mover, etc.? Did it have anything to do in terms of motivating their actions to die al-Kadosh Hashem? Obviously not. No. What happened was that it was kavua in the hearts of every single Jew, this realization, reality, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That is reality of our experience. And because of that, that's what allowed Jews, simple Jews, who may have not had a sophisticated understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that the Rambam and the Chovas HaLevavos seem to be pointing to, yet were able to rise to the occasion in order to be Moser Nafsho and die al-Kadosh Hashem. It's a very beautiful reality that seems to exist. The last thing that we put on the sheet, also from Moses and Moser, so we'll, you know, wrap up our quick edition of Anochi Hashem. And that is just understanding, well, which one is it? You know, is it through Chakira or is it from Kabbalah? And the altar of Kelm, right? Rav Simcha Zisl Mikelm. So he obviously says that, what's the answer? Obviously you need both. You need both. Because there are pros and cons which exist in both elements. When it comes to Emunah via Derech Chakira, so if one really comes to that realization of Hashem, so then you own it. It's yours. You don't just believe in something because you were told to, but because you investigated it, because you're sure of it, because you understand it. I'll be honest with you, 1,000%. When I was reading that book and I got to that point of, fully getting, the proof which I told you over in an unsophisticated way, but the way that he writes it is obviously way, well more researched and sophisticated, I got chills. I really did. Because I fully understood, you know, to a greater degree, what does it mean, eno mavado? Why? Because meaning when I move my hand, so that movement needs to be, God needs to tell me I can move my hand. I always knew Chazal said that, but now I understood the steps it took in order for that to actually take place in reality from a rational standpoint. So it becomes yours. It becomes something which is special. It becomes something which, you know, you own. But what's the problem with this derech and emuna? Well, if somebody comes up who's smarter than you, or more convincing, or more cunning, or let's say the proof that you came up with is not so good. So there goes your entire system of emunah. Your yadis goes out the window. Unfortunately, we've seen it with many people who put so much stock in terms of their own philosophical understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when that gets questioned, or when that's gets overridden, so there goes your religiosity with it. And on the other hand, when we have, you know, Emunah Derech Mesorah, so while no philosophical group proof can shake the feeling and the Kabbalah that you have from your parents, nevertheless, there's something that's impersonal about it. There's something which is unsophisticated. There's something which, you know, there's what to be desired in terms of your development of that idea. So both have pros and cons, and therefore you need to have both of them to work in tandem in order to have a full picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this brings us to the end of our discussion of the mitzvah of Emunah v'Hashem.